So let's review. Our Mishnah elaborates on that which was taught in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Zok the Mishnah, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, one who b'shogeg inadvertently ate karbonis or entered the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei, must bring a karbon oil of a yarid only if it was yesh b'yedi b'tchila b'yedi b'sayif ha'ele b'in time. He knew of both the Tumah and the Kodesh HaMikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but he forgot only in the interim while he committed the Avera. The Pasuk mentions two forms of Alama, and the Chum derived another two forms of Alama. As the Gemara in Daf Gimel explains, Shtayim, Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, Yediyas Tumas Mikdash, Shein Arba Kodesh Umikdash. Pasuk mentions Helam Tumah. He forgot that it was Tumah, but he did know that this was Kachem or the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chum derived Helam Kodesh Umikdash. He forgot that this was Kachem or the Beis HaMikdash, but he did know that it was Tumah. Now, our Mishnah first elaborates on Oichelis HaKodesh B'Tumah, for which there are three types of Alama: Helam Tumah, or Helam Kodesh, or Helam Zebezeh, as follows. Nitzma v'yada v'nelma m'menu ha'tumah v'zochas ha'kodesh. He was originally aware that he became tamei. He then only forgot that he was tamei, but he knew all along that this was kachim. Or nelma m'menu hektish v'zochas ha'tumah. He was originally aware that this was kachim, and then forgot that this was kachim, but he knew all along that he was tamei. Or nelma m'menu zebezeh. He forgot both, that he was tamei and that this was kachim. And then v'achlas ha'kodesh v'lo yada, he ate the kachim unknowingly, u'mishachol yada. And after he ate it, he discovered that he was eichel kachim b'tumah. Harizah ba'ilu b'yarid, he's obligated to bring a carbon eilu b'yarid. The Mishnah continues that the same applies to nechnas l'mikdash b'tumah, for which there are also three types of alama: helam tumah, helam mikdash, helam zebezeh, as follows. Nitzma v'yada v'nel m'menu tumah v'zorches ha'mikdash. He was originally aware that he became tamei, and they only forgot that he was tamei, but he knew all along that this was the Beis HaMikdash. Or, Nele Mimenu Mikdash Bezochas HaTumah. He was originally aware that this is the Beis HaMikdash, and they only forgot that this was the Beis HaMikdash, but he knew all along that he was tamei. Or, Nele Mimenu Zebezeh. He forgot both that he was tamei and that this was the Beis HaMikdash. And then, V'nichlis L'Mikdash B'lo Yada, he entered the Beis HaMikdash unknowingly, U'mishayatza Yada, and after exiting, he discovered that he was Nechlis L'Mikdash B'tumah, Arizabah El B'Yarid, he's obligated to bring a carbon El B'Yarid. The Gemara questions the Mishnah's wording of Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, which implies that there are only four types of Yediyah to become Chayv Ba'il B'Yarid. The Gemara asks, Shtayim Shein Sheish Habin, there are actually six types of Yediyah. Yediyas HaTumah Tchil B'Saif, the Yediyah that he was Tamei once before and once after the Aver with a Halama in the interim, and Yediyas HaKodesh Tchil B'Saif, the Yediyah that this was Kachim once before and once after the Aver with a Halama in the interim, and Yediyas Mikdash Tchil B'Saif, the idea that this was the Beis HaMikdash once before and once after the Aver with a Halama in the interim. And then the Gemara adds, "Ultameich tamni havin." According to this reasoning, there are actually eight types of Yediyah, because the two Yediyahs HaTumah can be split into four. Tumah the Kodesh Tchila B'Saif, the two Yediyahs HaTumah before and after Eichel Kodesh B'Tumah, and Tumah the Mikdash Tchila B'Saif, the two Yediyahs HaTumah before and after Nichnas L'Mikdash B'Tumah. The Gemara offers two explanations of Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Lo'ilam tamni havin. There are actually eight types of Yediyah. However, Arba basraisa de maisin leila de carbon kachashav. Arba kamaisa de le maisin leila de carbon le kachashav. The Mishnah mentions only the four Yediyahs of after the Aver because this Yediyah completes his obligation of a carbon el b'yarid. But the Mishnah does not mention the four Yediyahs of before the Aver because this Yediyah alone does not yet cause an obligation of a carbon el b'yarid. Or vice versa. Lo'ilam tamni havin. Arba kamais de lesnu b'chala terakula kachashav. Arba basraisa de isnu b'chala terakula loy kachashav. The Mishnah mentions only the four yediyas before the aver because they are a chiddush, a novel halacha, since regarding other chatoyas, a yediyah b'tchila is not required. But the Mishnah does not mention the four yediyas after the aver because they are not a chiddush, since regarding all chatoyas, a yediyah b'seif is required. The Gemara proceeds with a question regarding helam tumah. Vayir of Papa. Nel m'memenu hilchas tumah mahu. If one committed tumas mikdash or kedashim and he knew that he touched a tummy item, but he forgot the halacha that he is considered tummy, is he chayev ba'il b'yarid? For example, in the case of diyad b'tumas sheretz, b'noga b'kadasha, lo yad b'kadasha imitame ilo imitame. He touched a small piece of a sheretz that was the size of a barley grain, and he knows that a large piece of sheretz is mitame, but he did not know that a small piece kadasha is mitame. Perhaps he is obligated in the carbon because kiven diyad b'tumas sheretz ba'ilam yediyahi. Since he knew the general halacha that a sheretz is metame, this was considered a yediyah b'tchila. Or he is not obligated in the carbon because kibin the kadosh lo yoda imetame iloy metame halomahi. Since he did not know the specific halacha that this piece of sheretz is metame, this was not a yediyah b'tchila. Teikui, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a similar question regarding helam mikdash. Bayir Rabbi Yirmiyah, Ben Bavel sha'alu la'eretz Yisrael v'nel mimenu mokum mikdash ma'hu. The person from Bavel went up to Eretz Yisrael and was nichnas l'mikdash b'tuma, but he did not know the exact location of the Beis HaMikdash. Is he chayv ba'ilu b'yared? Perhaps he is obligated in the carbon because kibun the yadu de'ika mikdash b'ya'ilu yadihi. Since he knew that the Beis HaMikdash is located in this general area, this was considered yadi b'tchila. Or he is not obligated in the carbon because kibun the mekayim l'yadu le'halamahi. Since he did not know the exact location of the Beis HaMikdash, this was not yadi b'tchila. Take away, this question remains unresolved. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed in the subsequent daf with the corresponding Gemara.